Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Aleph, 7 lines in the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, after Gemara and the Mishnah, we stated, Ezi Aveda, what is an Aveda? Motz Chamari, Pura, Goyim Bederach, Inzu Aveda, if you found a donkey or a cow that was pasturing on the road, that is not considered Aveda, as likely the Bailam left it there to pasture. However, Chamar Bekel Vafuchin, if you found a donkey and its Kalim were turned over on the road, or Pura Ratsu Bin Akramim, or you found a cow that was running between a vineyard and it was dangerous for the cow as it could get scratched and it could be damage, harezu aveda, then we could be certain that that is an aveda, and you have to take it and return it to the Bailim. And the Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated ezi aveda, and it's mashma that this is the only case where you would have an aveda, and certainly we had many other cases that we previously had which were avedas as well. For example, if you found a wallet, or if you found anything else with the simin. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda explains, hachikama, this is what the Mishnah meant to say, ezi klal avedu shu chayiba, what is the klal and the general rule of aveda, where you would be chayiv to return it, matzachamar upar if you found a donkey or a para that was pasturing on the road, then that is not considered aveda. To return it, as mistomer, the owner left it there on purpose, and therefore he'll come back to get it, and therefore there's no chiva shava, as it's not aveda. However, chamar v'kil v'afuchin or para v'rasa ben akramim, harezu aveda mechayba. Certainly, if the owner knew where it was, the owner would not leave it there and wouldn't allow the kilim of the chamar to be turned over, and he wouldn't let his para run between a vineyard, as the para could be damaged, and therefore must be that the owner lost it, and it's an aveda. And as Rashi says, klal stam aveda shemuchecha shiisham shleim das baylim, was the klal where we could determine that this aveda must be there without the das baylim, and therefore you must return it. And as the Ritva says, the kivin the klal of the simani yah pshita the lav habalochud, that's not only in these cases. Al kol David dava kefiin yana kishiyesh bayechacha sheinu das baylim. And the Gemara continues and asks, ulo ilam, and is this din forever? And even if you see a chamar and a para that was walking in the street and you saw it for many days, then it would still not be considered aveda, and you would not have a chiyuv to return it. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, so Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav, Ad Shleishi Yomim, that this din only applies up until 3 days, but if you saw a chamar and para that was wandering on the road, and is there for 3 days, then you would have to return it. And the Gemara asks, Hei Chidami, what are we referring to? As Ibn Lusa, if you saw these animals wandering at night, Afilu Chodesh Haitanami, that even if it was wandering for one moment, then certainly it's Muchach that's lost, as an owner would not let his animals wander even for a moment when it's at night, and therefore you must return it immediately. And ibi mama feel tuva namiloi, and if you only see it every single day, then why would you have to return it even if it's after 3 days? As lachayr, the owner lets it out every single day in order to go graze, in order to go pasture, and why would there ever be a chiv hashava? And the Gemara answers leitzricha, that when Rabbi Yehuda say his din in the name of Rav, that bechazalei bekad masa uvechashachta, that you saw the animal right before alayz hashachar, and you also saw the animal at night right after it got dark, and since during those times of the day, it's not normal for an animal to be outside and grazing. So if you saw the animal up to 3 days during that time frame, then that would not show that the owner lost the animal, and potentially it just went out early to graze, or it stayed out late to graze. However, once you see this animal for 4 consecutive days at that time where it's too early in the morning or it's later on in the day and it's already dark, then that would show that the owner lost it, and therefore there would be a chiv hashava. And as the Gemara states, plus yamina srimir sramila vinafka, that for 3 days we could say that it happened that it was outside at that time and the owner didn't lose it. However, tfei, once it's more than 3 days, vada avedihi, then certainly it's aveda, and therefore there's a chiv hashava. And the Gemara continues, tainame hochi, we learned a similar din in the braisa, mata if you found a beged or you found an axe on a highway, and we continue on daf lamed aleph amid aleph, upar ratsu ben akramim, or if you found a cow that was running between a vineyard, harezu aveda, then you could be certain that it is aveda and it was lost. However, talus b'tzad gedo, kadam b'tzad gedo, upar roya ben akramim. However, if you found a talus that was next to a fence, or an axe next to a fence, or a pur that was calmly grazing in a vineyard, ainzu aveda, that's not considered aveda. However, gimel yom zechazer, harezu aveda. And then we see this din of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, that once it's after 3 days, one after the other, then it's already considered aveda. And keep in mind, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav, Ad Shleish Yomim, the Lashon of Braisa is, Gilman Yomim, Zeach Hazeh, Rezu Aveda, B'tzarach Bir. And Taisus at the top of the Amid refers us back to Taisus on Daf Chaf Heyom Beis at the bottom of the Amid. We have 4 lines from the end of Taisus. Taisus states, V'chein Hodu Tanya L'Kamon, Motza Talos Ekadam, B'tzad Gede, Inzu Aveda, V'lo Yigaboy, Afilu Yesh Bay Simon, Mayri B'mokam Mishtam, it's talking about a case where the area that was left was an area that was guarded and it wasn't somewhere it was hufkal kol, as if it would be hufkal kol, then it would be considered aveda. And then Taisus explains that it's possible it's not a makam mishtam. Kama, and even so, Hasam Ladasu Nacham, that we know he left it there on purpose. It's referring to a scenario where it's normal for workers to leave their talisim or their axes next to this gedda. The Brisa continues and teaches us a chiddush. Rav Mayim Sheshefim will burn. Hareiz a goyim b'fneim. If someone sees that there's water that's flooding an area and it's about to flood his friend's sada, then you should go and make a fence in front of the water to protect your friend's sada, and that's also included in the mitzvah Shavas Aveda. The Gemara continues. Amr Rava, and Rava will teach us a similar din to what we just learned in the Brisa. Benegay water that's about to flood someone's sada. But Rashi points out milsuba api nafshihi the Amr Rava be medrasha. This is a new idea that Rava said in the base medrash and it's not going back on the Brisa, as we will see in a moment. And Rava will be discussing the pasuk in Pashak Kisetzei regarding Hashavas Aveda that states v'chin tassel chamiri v'chin tassel sumasai v'chin tassel chalavid sechicha asher toivim menu mitzasa leisuch lesalim. So we know that the din of Hashavas Aveda applies to a chamar and a similar, which are both metalin. And Rava states that since it says in the pasuk lechalavid sechicha the rabbis have made this kaka, that's coming to tell you that there's the din of Hashavas Aveda even on someone's kaka. And the chiddush is that even though kaka in exelus and you really can't take someone's kaka away, and therefore kaka can't be lost, and l'chayr the din of Hashavas Aveda should not apply to kaka. Rav explains that there are times when someone could be losing his kaka, and you have a chiv to help him, and you have a chiv to save his kaka. And Amar Rav Chanani l'Rav, so Rav Chanani said to Rav, "Tanya d'masayilach, I'll bring a raya from the previous brisa to your din, as the brisa stated, Rav Mayim Sheshayfim Uboyin Harez Egoyim Bifneim." And it seems that the brisa is exactly the same din as Rav. Amalei Rav responded to Rav Chanani, "Imishem holoi to sayeya that l'maisa from that brisa is not a raya to me." As really one may think that a person doesn't have a chiv to save someone's kaka and to save someone's land. However, the reason why the Brisa stated that there is a chiv, as Hachem Ha'eskinam B'de'ik Ha'imarin, the Brisa was teaching us that if someone has bundles of wheat in their sada, then there's a chiv to save those bundles of wheat because they're metaflin. And the Gemara is, E'de'ik Ha'imarin, if we're talking about a case where it was bundles of wheat or grain, Ma'ile Meimra, then what's the chiddush of the Brisa? As certainly bundles of grain are exactly like the Prat of the Pasuk that states, V'chein tassel chamer, v'chein tassel sumasai, and certainly it's a pashut that you have a chiv to save them and to be goyde b'fneim. The Gemara answered, "Leitzricha the ispa oimrim the tzricha la'ara," that the chiddush of the brisa is in cases where you had wheat that was still standing in the sada, but they were ready to be bundled. The only reason you didn't cut them off the ground was because you were waiting for them to dry out completely. And maybe the brisa was trying to teach us that ma'alu tema, that one may have thought kivin the tzricha la'ara kagufa the aridamia, that since lemaisa they're still attached to the ground, so maybe they're considered like kaka, and therefore there would not be a chiv hashava kamashvul. And that's what the brisa is telling us when it says, "Rav Mayim Sheshayfim Barim Harez Egoyim B'Fneim," that even in that case, you have to go and make a fence in order to save and protect this wheat that's still standing in your friend's sada. Rav explains that from the brisa itself, one may have thought that maybe if there was actually a flood that was coming to flood a field and there were no peers that were in that field, maybe you would not have a chiyuv to save them. Kamashvul, that the pasuk says, "L'chav v'desichicha l'rabis avedis kaka," and even in that case, there is a chiyuv hashava. And of course, once Rav teaches us that, then that l'chir when the brisa states, "Rav Mayim Sheshayfim and Barim Harez Egoyim B'Fneim," l'chir that would include Rava's case as well, as l'chir the brisa is telling us that din of Rava that is based on the pasuk l'chav v'desichicha l'rabis avedis kaka. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, "Matzah par v'chamar." And before we continue, let's go back to the Mishnah that stated, "Eze aveda matz chamar par royim b'derech inzo aveda chamar v'kelev hafuchen or par ratzer ben akarmim harezu aveda." And Rashi points out that in the first part of the Mishnah, we're talking about a case where it was tatil malyusa. As number one, the animal was walking in a normal way and it was just grazing, and therefore the likelihood is it wasn't going to be hurt. And number two, it was also being royim b'derech and it was on a regular path, and therefore there weren't obstacles that it could be hurt by. And therefore, certainly it seems that someone left it there on purpose, and that's why inzu aveda. However, in the next part of the Mishnah gives a case of par rotzer ben akramim. In that case, there's tatil l'riyusa, as first of all, the animal is in a vineyard, and the vineyard has branches, and even if the animal is walking, it would be possible for the animal to get hurt. And number two, the animal is running, and therefore it's even more shaykh that the animal will be hurt. And as Rashi and Argamar states, roya b'derech ikut tatil m'liyusa chadar de roya v'oy dafilu rotzer loy mistakava, that even if it would run, it would not get hurt and would not get scratched. And in the case of rotzer ben akramim ikut tatil l'griyusa, as chadar de rotzer v'oy de kramim maskiri law. Now our Mishnah did not speak about the following cases, as Rashi points out, rotzer b'derech, if an animal is running on a regular road, it could chadal grusa, then there's one problem, the rotzer as it's running, a miskakalos brutzasa, and it could get hurt because it could trip because it's running, inami telech merchakim, or could run away and go very far away, and therefore could get lost. And roya ben akramim, if the animal is isn't running in a vineyard, but it's walking and it's pasturing normally in a vineyard, chadal gruyusa, there's still one chasarin, as sometimes it could be scratched and it could get damaged. And let us now see our Gemara, hagufa kasha, that luchir is steer from a Mishnah, amit matzah chamaro para, royim bederach inzu aveda, that the Mishnah first tells us that if someone finds a donkey or a cow that's pasturing and grazing on the road, that's not an aveda, and it's mashma royim bederach hudle aveda, that the reason why it's not an aveda is because it's tatal malyusa, and it's royin and it's baderach, harotza baderach, but if it's running on a road, v'royi ben akram, or if it's pasturing by a vineyard, then since it's chadal gruyusa, have aveda, it will be considered aveda, and ema sefer, let's see the second case of the Mishnah, chamar v'kelev afuchin, or par rotza ben akram, harizu aveda, and it's mashma, that it's only because it's tatal gruyusa, as rotza ben akram, who'd have aveda, harotza baderach, v'royi ben akram, inzu aveda, if there would only be chadal gruyusa, then it would not be considered aveda, and l'chir is a seerah from the ratio to the sefer, and the Gemara explains, Abaya states, which is a pasuk in Iyov that states that by the fact that there's thunder, so therefore we know that there is rain. Similarly, Abaya says, Tana Roya Bederach, Le'aveda, that our Mishnah told us a case of Roya Bederach and told us that it's not Aveda, and the same din would apply even when it's Chadal Malyusa and even when it's walking normally in a vineyard, and Tana Rotsa Ben Akramim, and in the Sefer, the Brisa mentioned a case where it's running by a vineyard, the Havi Aveda, that is Aveda, Vuhadin Le'Rotsa Bederach, and the same would apply with his chadal gruyusa and it's running on the road. And the main point is that since this animal is running, therefore potentially could get hurt, or as Rashi said, while it's running on a road, it also could run away and it could get lost. And therefore it must be that the owner lost it, and therefore there's a chiyuv hashava. And Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, so Rava says back to Abaya, Iyagad Lavrei, listen to Kilsa Vekoshkin Chamirta, that certainly the Mishnah should give us the case which is more kal, and then we'll be able to make a koshkin for the thing that's more chamar. And as Rava explained, listen to Ratzah Bederach, Tavei Aveda, if we would say that if the animal is merely running on a road, that's Aveda, the Koshkin Ratzah Ben Akramim, then certainly if it's running in a vineyard, which is a more dangerous place, then certainly it's considered Aveda, the list of Raya Ben Akramim, and the ratio we should say, that even if it's walking normally in a vineyard, the Layav Aveda, it's still not considered Aveda, even though it's only Chadal Malyusa, the Koshkin Raya Bederach, and certainly in a case where it's pasturing on a road, where it's Tatal Malyusa, that's not considered Aveda. Therefore, of course, we're back to our original question, and I know Mepharshim who are troubled as to what Abaya's teretz was and what Abaya's havmina was, and how Abaya really thought that his teretz would actually suffice for this question. And the Gemara continues, Elam Rav, and therefore Rav responds, Ratzah Ratzah Lekasha, that from the ratio was mashma, that if the animal would be Ratzah Baderach, then it would be considered Aveda, and from the Sefer it's mashma, that Ratzah Baderach, the animal is not considered Aveda, and the reason why it's not Astira is Hada Apel Gabi Dabra, Hada Apel Gabi Masa, that it depends which way the animal is facing. As in the case of the ratio, we're talking about a case where you saw an animal that was running on a road, but it was running away from the city, and it was running towards the forest, and therefore certainly it seems to be an Aveda, and that's why in that case there would be a Chiyuv HaShava. However, in the Sefer, when we had a Diyuk that if it would be Ratzah Baderach, that you would not have to save it, that is referring to a case where you saw the animal running towards the city, and therefore it seems that the animal was running back to its owner, and therefore it wasn't an Aveda, and you don't have a Chiyuv HaShava. Rava continues, Roya Roya Nami Lekasha, and even though in the ratio was Mashma, that if there was an animal that was pasturing in a vineyard, that we would consider it an Aveda, and the Sefer was Mashma, that the only time that's considered Aveda is when it was running in a Kerem, but if it was grazing in a vineyard, then it would not be considered Aveda, and you would not have a Chiyuv HaShava. But that is also not Shver, as Kam Be'Avedas Gufa, Kam Be'Avedas Kaka, and the Gemara explains, Ki Ktani Roya Bederach Le'av Aveda, when the Reisha of our Mishnah stated that if there was an animal that was pasturing and grazing on a normal road, that's not considered Aveda, and it was Mashma HaRoya Ben Akramim, if it was pasturing in a vineyard, Havei Aveda, that is Aveda, Be'Avedas Kaka, that was talking about a case where this animal was damaging the Kaka, and therefore you have to remove the animal from this field because it's destroying someone else's property. However, in the Sefer, when it said that if the animal is running in a vineyard, then it's considered Aveda as it's Tatla Gruyusa, HaRoya Ben Akram, Le'av Aveda, and it's Mashmas is only Chadla Gruyusa, then it's not Aveda, and if it was only walking in a vineyard, then you would not have to remove it and you would not have to return it, Be'Avedas Gufa, that is because we're not concerned about the animal hurting itself in a vineyard, since the animal is walking and not running in the vineyard. And as the Gemara explains, the Ratzah Ben Akram Miskava, as if it was running in a vineyard, then it will get hurt and it'll get scratched and it'll be damaged. However, Raya Ben Akram Lay Miskava, if it's pasturing and walking normally in a vineyard, then the animal won't be damaged and therefore there is no Chiyuv HaShava. And the Gemara continues and asks, Raya Ben Akramim, that if it's pasturing in a vineyard, he'd Lay Miskava, even though it's true that it won't be damaged, typically Mishum Aveda's Kaka, but ultimately this animal is pasturing and grazing in someone else's vineyard, and as Rabbi Yochanan said, Sherechelos has mirrors who mafsed the sakarim, and ultimately we should have to remove it from the vineyard. And why do we say that you're not chayiv to take it out of the vineyard? And the Gemara answers b'dekuti that we're talking about a vineyard that's owned by a kuti, and since it's owned by a goy, there is no chayiv to protect the goy, as the pasuk says, v'chein tassel chol avedus achicha, and therefore the chayiv hashavas aveda is only for achicha and not for a kuti. And the Gemara continues, if you're telling me that this land belongs to a kuti, v'tepele mishum avedus gufa, let us say that you're chayiv to remove the animal from this karam because of avedus gufa itself, to the makatla, as if the kuti would come and find this animal that's damaging his vineyard, then they'll kill the animal, and therefore you should have to protect the animal and make sure to take it away, and it should be considered aveda. And the Gemara answers, ba'asur misur v'hadu katli, that we're talking about a place where a kuti wouldn't come and just kill an animal, and he'd first warn the owner and tell him to watch his animal better, and the kuti won't immediately kill this animal, and therefore there's no problem with avedus gufa. And the Gemara asks, b'dilma asur ba, but maybe we're talking about a case where he was warned. The Gemara says, I asur ba v'leiz darba v'adai avedu midasi, that if the case is where the owner actually was warned and now he didn't watch the animal and the animal is once again in the vineyard of a kuti, then it's avedu midas, and certainly the person that finds it doesn't have to return it to the original owner, and if it gets killed it will be killed, and the only one that is responsible for that is the actual owner who didn't watch his animal and he didn't make sure that his animal did not go back into the kuti's vineyard. And keep in mind, according to the Maskanas HaGemara, if a person sees an animal that's only grazing in a kuti's vineyard, and the standard was in that town that the kuti would shoot and kill the animal immediately and would not warn the owner, that in a chanami the din would be, there would be a chiyuv hashava, as there would be a avedus gufa. In that case, not only would you have to remove the animal from the vineyard, but you would have to return the animal to its original owner. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Zero barcha, afilo abav chamisha pamim chayiv lachzira, shenema hashiv tashivim, that if the animal was returned to its owner and then it ran away again and it did it multiple times, even if it did it 4 or 5 times, you're still chayiv and responsible to return it. As the pasuk says, hashiv tashivim. And the Gemara begins, omale hum drabbanu l'rava, one rat talmid chum said to Rava that how do you know that you have to return the animal even after 100 times? Ema hashiv chadizimna, maybe the Torah tells us the word hashiv, which means one time, tashivim, it's trezimni, and then the word teshivim comes to tell us they have to return a second time, but more than twice you would not have to return it. And Omalei and Rav responded to Humid Rabbanon, Hashav afilu kuf pam mashma, that the word Hashav by itself is where we're learning 100 times, and not from Hashav teshivim. And as the Rambam Pirush Mishnah states, for Hashav is mekar v'yidua eitzel balei kolashin ki mekar nemal amat v'ahabe, that a source word can mean either a small amount or can mean a lot. And ulufikach mer Hashav al pam ha'abe, and therefore the word Hashav by itself means that you have to return him multiple times, and even 100 times, as we will see, the Gemara will go through various words that mean the same and mean a lot of times, even though at first glance it seems to be a Lashon Yachid. And Rava continues that if we're not learning from Hashiv Teshivim, so what do we do with the word Teshivim? And Zok Rava Teshivim in Lel Beisa L'Gidasal Chabasim Minayin, you might think they have to return Aveda to the home of the Baal Bayis, and only in that case would it be considered a Prapa Shava, as the owner certainly knows that things are in his house and he has to guard his house. However, if you return an Aveda to a person's garden or to his chorva, how do you know that that would be a prapa shava as long as it's an area which is shamar? And therefore the pasuk tells us shivim that as long as you return it to the owner's property, that would be a valid ashava. And the Gemara explains, hechidami, what are we referring to? E dimintra, if this area that you return to is guarded pshita, then it's pasha that would be a valid ashava. E deloy mintra amai, and if it's not a guarded area, then how could it be that it would be a valid ashava? And the Gemara answers, lo ilum dimintra, really the gina and the churva were mintra and they were guarded. That you would think that you need das baidlim, kamashmulan, the word teshivim, to teach us that even though the baidlim are not aware that he returned it to his gina or the churva, that would be a valid hashava. And as the Gemara says, uchid rabbalaza, and this chiddush of Rava is actually a chiddush rabbalaza, who teaches us hakol tzrichim das baidlim, that if a person is a shaman and wants to return an item to the owner, then even if you'll return it to an area which is shamar, you still have to make sure that the owner knows about it and is das baidlim, chutz mashavas aveda, aside from hashavas aveda, shater ripsa hashavas habe, as it turns mechadish to us that even if you return it to an area that's shomer and shalom midas baidlim, that would be a valid hashava, and the shomer aveda would not be chayiv boinsin. And Ayin Rashi who states hakol tzorach das baidlim ganav gazel medal shomer sheshivu tzrichin lo yidiyoy vim lo yidiyoy umeso inigdova chayav bachiyusan the kivin diyada shavdav lo yada sheshava lo yinizubav lo yimachila, as since he knew that it was lost and it was stolen from him and the owner doesn't know that it was returned, so likely the owner will not be aware and therefore he won't know to feed the animal and the animal could die. And even though that is the svara b'negeya gadav gazel dal shemim, however b'negeya aveda we don't say that svara. As long as you return the animal to the rishus of the bailim, that is a valid shava, even if it's shloi l'das bailim. And the Gemara now continues that now that we spoke about one of the psukim that had a double lashon, which was a pasuk in Pashki Seitei of leisira shor chicha esayid idachem vislamtemem hashav teshivin lachicha, the Gemara will now continue and bring another 12 places where we have similar lashonis and how we dash in those psukim. And the second case that the Gemara discusses is the pasuk in Kiseitse that speaks about shluach hakan. And the pasuk states shaleach teshalach haseim vesabonim tikach lach lemanita lach verach teyomim. And Humad Rabbanon continue in an es rava that when the pasuk says shaleach teshalach ima shaleach chadozimna, maybe the word shaleach tells us you should send the bird away once to shalach trezimni, and it's telling you you'd have to send it away two times, but not more than that. And lemais is a mishnah mesech teshulim that says shalchav v'chazra shalchav v'chazra afilo above heipam chayim. They have to consistently send away the mother until she stays away and prior to taking the eggs. And amalei shaleach afilo meyapam mashma. Once again, Rav explains that the lashon shaleach is really mashma even 100 times. And the way that the Mishnah knows afilo dal v'heipamim is not from the double lashon of shaleach tishalach. And if so, why do we need the word tishalach? And Rav explains tishalach in li'el d'var rishus, that you would think that the only time there's a din of shaluach hakan is only for d'var rishus, but d'var mitzvah minayin. Let's say you need the birds for mitzvah. How do you know that it's still a din of shaluach hakan? And Rashi says, and Rashi explains that the reason a person wants this bird is in order to eat it. However, if a person had to go through the process of being mitayr as a mitzvah, and how do we know that the mitzvah shaluach hakan still applies? So the pasuk says tishalach mikal makim, and the Gemara continues with its third limud, and this limud will be from a pasuk in Kedoshim that states, and there's a double lashon of hechiach techiach, and amalei hum drabbanon rava. So this Talmud Chacham said to Rava, ve'im hechiach chadozimna techiach treizimni, and maybe the chiyuv of techacha is only 2 times. And amalei, and once again, Rava responds to this Talmud Chacham, hechiach afilu kuf pa'am mashma, that certainly the word hechiach by itself would be mashma even 100 times. And the lashon techiach is coming to teach you another din, as ainli ela Rava Talmud. You might think that the din of hechiacha is only from Rebbe to a Talmud, and Talmud the Rabbi Nayin. How do you know that Talmud has a chiyuv to be mechiach his Rebbe as well? Tamloy mechiach techiach mikol mokim, and Ridvar is v'hush mechicha b'loshin kavod l'mad Tana Rabbeinu kach with the isur perakamet knushin. And certainly a Talmud has a chiyuv and a responsibility to mechiach his Rebbe b'derech kavod. And the Gemara continues with the fourth limud, and this is a pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim regarding prika. And the pasuk says kisir chamosay nachar reivet tachas masoy v'chadaltim azav loy azav taziv imoy. Once again, we dash in the double loshin, and we learn ainli elabay levimoy that we only know that the chiyuv prika if the owner is a healthy person and he's able to help you, and therefore you have to unload the animal with the owner. She'im balav imoy, but let's say the owner is very sick or he's very old and he can't help you. Minayin, how do you know that you still have an obligation of azay tazim imoy? Tamloy me azay tazim mikol mokim, and therefore we have the double lashon to teach you that even in that case you have a chiyuv of prika. And the Gemara continues with the fifth limud, which is benegiah to ina, which means to help an owner put the packages back on his animal. And the pasuk in Pashas Kiseitse states leisiras chamar chicha yishayri neiflam bad. And once again, we learn the same limud as ainli ala bailav imoy, she'im bailav imoy minayin, tamalayma hakim takim mikal mokayim. The Gemara is, v'lam le lemichtav prika, v'lam le lemichtav tina. And the Pashas, the Gemara is asking, that why did Teriah have to tell us the din of prika as well as the din of tina? And l'chari, we only have to say one. However, ayin and Teis deal and ask along le lemichtav rachmana prika, where Teis is actually bringing that pshat, and then he brings a riot that can't be pshat, and therefore Teis says, el yei shleima, lomli the kos rachmana yisura, de mabina, ain bailav imoy. Prika v'lamalu the kasbatina that we just learned from Ozev Tazev Imoy that she'im balav imoy minayin tamalema Ozev Tazev Imoy, and Hakim Takim we learned the same limud as she'im balav imoy minayin tamalema Hakim Takim, and why do we need similar limudim but again prika and teina? And the Gemara explains Srichi that we need both limudim the ikas rachmana prika. If we'd only see the limud but again prika, then havamina we would think that the only mitzvah that Tatera gave us is prika, is to help a person take the packages off of his animal mishum the ikatzah balachayim v'ikachasar and kiss as the tzabal chayim to the animal that's under the weight of all these packages, and is also chesaron kiss as the animal potentially could die from being crushed under the weight of all these packages. But in a geyatina, where the mitzvah is to put the packages back on the animal and help the animal stand up with its packages, where we're not dealing with tzabal chayim and we're not dealing with chesaron kiss, maybe you would only be chayiv to lift up this animal if it's bailiv imoy. And kamashmon that even in the case of teina, there's a chiyuv of teina even if it's ain bailiv imoy. Before we continue, we will see in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph that there's a machlekes if a person person that helps you pick up your packages will get schar, will get paid. And the Gemara has a machlekes as one man da'oma hold tina b'schar and prika is b'chinam, and the other man da'oma hold that tina and prika are both b'chinam. Therefore, our Gemara states v'yashmin and tina. If we would only tell you the din, but the gate tina mishum de b'schar, so we would think that because you're getting paid, therefore even if the owner is not doing work with you, you would still have a chiyuv to do tina al prika b'chinam emaloi. But since prika is only done b'chinam and you're doing it for free, so maybe if the balim is not helping you, you would not have a chiyuv of prika tzricha, and therefore we need this limud both by prika and tina. And we just learned our Gemara bepashas based on the words of our Gemara. However, the Shita learns that when the Gemara says av prika de bechinam emaloi pirish v'loy le'evet al beschar, and then you would have to actually do prika at least for payment. We need to have that tina befanav ishloy befanav, just like we find by tina befanav ishloy befanav. You have to do beschar av the name of paska ishloy befanav klaloi. To think that the Gemara would have a hamina that you would not have a chiyuv to do prika at all, of course that doesn't make sense. And zelay nitilema to legar mitina ishloy befanav, and certainly prika shouldn't be worse than tina shloi befanav ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon da'ama aftina bechinam, and according to Rav Shimon, who argues and he says in Daf Lamed Beis Menav that even tina is done for free, ma'ikel meima, l'chayr the pasuk should have just told us the din b'degei tina, and it shouldn't have to tell it to us b'degei prika, and we would surely understand that if the Torah tells us that even in ba'ilav imoy there's a din of tina, then certainly there's a din of in ba'ilav imoy by prika, since prika is of course more chama as the ikat sabal chayim and ikat chasar and kiss. The Gemara answers that in the Chadami, according to Rav Shimon, really the Torah could have told us one, but if it would have only told us one, we would not actually know what the Torah was referring to, and we would think that the Torah is referring to prika and not to ina. And as the Gemara says, Rav Shimon loy misay mikrei. Therefore, if the pasuk would either say kisira chamos and nachar revit tachas masay v'chadaltem azav loy azav tazim imoy, or would say leisira chamor chichay shayir neiflam badar v'slamtem am hakim takim imoy, we wouldn't know if it's referring to prika or to ina. And if it would only say one, then we would say it's only referring to prika, and there is no din to ina. And therefore, the Torah had to write both psukim. We had to learn both limudim. And the Gemara now continues, that why do we have to write prika and tina? And why does the Torah also have to teach us the din of Hashavas Aveda? As l'chayr, the Torah is telling us to be careful and make sure to take care of your friend's item. And certainly we would understand that it's a chiyuv Hashavas Aveda. And the Gemara answers, Tzrichi, that there is a requirement to write all the ikas rachmana hanitati, as the Torah would only write prika and tina, mishum the tzari demari isa, tzari dida isa, that there's both the tzar of the owner and there's also the tzar of the animal. And even though we previously said that an animal doesn't have tzar by tina, it just means it doesn't have as much tzar as b'negei prika. And certainly if one person is loading an animal, it's much more tzar for the animal than if two people are helping to load the animal up. However, our aveda the tzar de mari isa, but b'negei aveda where the owner has tzar because he lost the item, the tzar de dalesa, but the item that was lost has no tzar, emuloi, we would think that there is no chiyuv hashavas aveda, and therefore the Torah had to teach us the chiyuv of hashavas aveda, v'yashmin aveda, the Torah would only teach us the din of hashavas aveda, mishum d'leis l'mar ba'da, because the owner is not there. And therefore, certainly the Torah would tell us that you have to help out the owner and make sure to take that item and return it to the owner. That the owner is there and he actually sees that the animal is under distress and he needs help. Maybe there's no requirement for you to go and do this for free. And maybe the balabayas would have to go and hire someone to help him to unload the animal or load up the animal. And why would we think that it would be a mitzvah to do so? The Gemara says, tricha, and therefore the Torah had to tell us both the dinam of Hashavas Aveda as well as the dinam of Prika and Teina. And we continue on Daf Lam and Alpha and Beis, and let us see the top Rashi, the Isil Mar, the Chsiv Imai, as the Pasuk says that the owner has to be there. And maybe the owner should have to go and find people to hire. And I entice the dinam maskal, the honey tati, the snow, the marel, badayu, the avagadu, and bin la'el, in bailum imai, that even though we just stated that even if the owner is not helping, that you still have a requirement to do Prika and Teina, hainu shu zakar de chayla, that's referring to a specific case where the owner is old or he's sick, and in he de in yachal lazer, and even though the owner can't help, yachal ischa poilin, but he is around, and therefore he could hire workers, vein maloi, and maybe there is no chiv of prika and tina, kamash malon. And the Gemara continued with the 6 of 13 limudim, and the Gemara will now dash in a pasuk in Pashas Masei, and the pasuk states, Ibeve ko, biyadai, viyamais, mais yumas hamaka, retechu, goyla dam yamas as a retech, befigo boy. And the pasuk tells us that if someone kills someone, they is chai misa bide adam, and mais yumas hamaka, and the Gemara therefore says, in rabbi misak suboy, we would think that this is only with the misa that Terry tells us, which is of course saif, and minayim shimi atiyachla misa, misak suboy, shatu mishayla misa, bechol misa, shatu yachla misa. How do we know that a bezin can't kill him with saif, that he could go and kill him with any other misa that they're able to kill him with? Tamalim, mais yumas, mikal makim, therefore the Torah gives us a double lashon, and that teaches us that you should kill him in any way you can. And Rashi gives an example, kagoyin shayi b'sfino berech. And for example, if the person that kills someone runs away from Bezin and gets on a ship and is about to escape, and Bezin has the ability to shoot an arrow or to drown the person, that they have right to do so, that they could do so. And the Gemara continues with its seventh limud, and this limud will be from Pashas Re'ei, and the Pasha regarding Irin Dachas, and the Pasuk says, Haki Takas Yeshve Irahi Lefi Charev, Hachrim Isav Es Kalashabov Es Behemtel Lefi Charev. And our Gemara learns, Haki Sake, Ainli Elabak Kok Suben, you would think that Bezin could only kill the people in Dachas with Sayef, which is the Misa that Terry tells us, Minayin Shmiati Yachla Misa Bak Kok Suben, Sha'atu Vishay Lakasa Bechla Koshati Yachel, Tamalema Haki Sake Mikol Mokim, which is a similar limud that we had been against someone that was a Ritzeach. The Gemara continues and discusses the din of a Mashkin, as the Pasuk says in Pashki Seisei, Hoshev Toshev Loisa Ovei Kiboya Shemesh V'shacha B'sal Masoi Uvei Achaka Ulchot Yitzdaka Lefnei Hashem Lekecha. And the Gemara explains, Einli Ela Shemeshkin and Bereshus Bezdin, that we would think that the only time they have to return an item to its owner is only when the Mashkin was done Bereshus Bezdin. However, Mashkin and Shalei Bereshus Bezdin Minayim, how do you know if someone goes into someone else's Bereshus and takes a Mashkin, that it's still chayiv to return the Mashkin at night? Tamalayim Hashiv Toshiv B'kal Mokim. Therefore, the Torah tells us Hashiv Toshiv, which teaches us that in all cases you have an obligation to return a person's mashkin at nighttime when he needs it. And Ayin Rashi Dibur Maschil Eilin El Shemashkin B'Shus Bezdin the Tzarek Ala Bedin V'Sholchu Shluchim Lutvus Metaltav. As we're talking about a case where the person went to Bezdin and cried out to them that he has to go and take a mashkin, and Bezdin sent the shliach to take the metaltav from the owner. And Rashi points out that how does the Gemara know that we're talking about a case where it was a shliach Bezdin that went and took the mashkin? And Rashi explains because the pasuk in Pashki Seisei states Bachutz Tamoy V'Ish Hashatonish Bo Yoytzi Alecha Sa'Aved Achutza. And the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yigimol Menalf will teach us B'Shliach Bezdin Akos Medaba. This pasuk is specifically talking about a case where the Shliach Bezdin went and took this mashkin. And the Gemara continues with its ninth limud as the pasuk B'Negei Mashkin also states in Pash Mishpatim Im Chavol Tachbol Salmos Re'echo Abay Hashemesh Tashiben Loi. And Rashi points out that Sam Chavola is Alpi Bezdini, that the din of Chavola that the Torah states is talking about Bezdin giving him Rishus to take this. As it's not shchiach that a person had such chutzpah to go into someone else's home in order to take a mashkin if he didn't have rishus or bezdin. Therefore, our Gemara says ainul el shemishkin and rishus mashkin shloi rishus minayin, that we only know that the din you have to give it back when he took this mashkin rishus bezdin. But if you took the mashkin shloi rishus, how do you know you have to give it back? Talmalei mechavol tachbal mikal makayim. The Gemara continues. Why do we need a pasuk of hashiv toshiv and chavol tachbal b'negei mashkin? Even with one of the psukim, and the Gemara explains that the pasuk in Pashas Kisesei is talking about ksus laila, as the pasuk says you should return at night, and the psukim in Pashas Mishpatim is referring to someone that took a mashkin that was a ksus yayim, and therefore there's a chiyuv to return it during the day. And as the pasuk in Pashas Kisesei states, ve'imish adihu leisishka bavoitei hashiv toshiv leisa avay kivoy hashemesh v'shachu b'sal masay uve'echako ulechati yitzdaka l'fnei Hashem l'kecha. And the Gemara continued with this tenth limud, and the pasuk in Re'ei states, and the pasuk then states, since the pasuk says it's mashman that's talking about an ani that lives together with you in your city. Therefore, our Gemara learns that when the pasuk says we would think that you only have a chiyuv tzedakah to the aniyim of your city. How do you know Yechiv Tzedakah even Taniyim of a different city? Tamalema Pesach Tiftach Mikal Makayim. And the Gemara continued with its 11th limud, as the Pasuk tells us that you should lend money to an ani. And the Pasuk states in Pashur A, Hisham Lecha Paniyah Dabim Mavacha Belial Lema Karvash Nasa Shevash Nasa Shmita V'ra Incha Bechicha Evim Lay Sitin Lay V'kar Lecha Lashem V'hoi Becha Chait. And the next Pasuk continues, Nasein Titin Lay V'lay Yiru Levavcha Besitcha Lay Ki Beglal Davaze V'recha Hashem Alkecha B'chol Masecha V'chol Mishlach Yadecha. And the Pasuk of the Pasuk is talking about giving an oni a lot of money. As the pasuk states, and a person generally wouldn't have a hardened heart when he's giving a small amount of money. And therefore, the Gemara explains that since the pasuk says, Nasan titain, ainli ala matadam ruba, we would have thought that the pasuk is only talking about a large gift, matadam u'atis minayin. How do you know we're even talking about a small gift? And the Gemara continues with its 12th limud, and once again, this limud is in Pashrei, and the pasuk is discussing the Eved Ivri that's going out free. And the pasuk tells us, V'chis is shalchanu chafshim imach, and the pasuk tells the other to give presents to an eved Yud Ivri when he's leaving. Maisa, the pasuk says, "Asher Bracha Hashem Alekecha Titein Loi," and therefore our Gemara says, when the pasuk says "Hadatanik," you should give him presents. Ainly Alshnis Bracha Bais Bedlaloi Manikim. We would think that only if the Yud Ivri actually brought bracha to his home, then he should give him present. But Loi Nisbaracha Bais Bedlaloi. But if the home was not Nisbarach because of the Yud Ivri, Minayin? How do you know you should still give him presents? Tam Loi Mehanik Tanik Mikal Makayim. And the Gemara continues and asks, "The Rabbi Lozben and Zayir the Oman is Baracha Bais Bedlaloi Manikim Loi Loi Nisbaracha Bais Bedlaloi Ain Manikin." The Lachir Rabbi Lozben and Zayir actually holds that if the house is not benched because of the Yud Ivri, then you don't have to give him presents. So Lomali, why would you have to say Hanik Tanik? And the Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Lozben ben Azayah, Dibur Torah Klosh ben Adam, that in the Chinami, the Torah said a double lashon, but we don't learn anything out of it, as the Torah was just speaking as people would speak. People use double lashonis, and therefore we can't learn anything from the words Hanik Tanik. And we will get back to this point of Dibur Torah Klosh ben Adam once we finish our Sigya. And the Gemara continues with its 13th and final limud, as the Pasuk states in Pashur A, Ki Pasech Tiftach Asiyot Chaloi V'Havi Tavitenu De Machsera Sheyech Chaloi, which is referring to lending money to an ani. And the Gemara says, that we only know that you have to give a loan to an ani if he doesn't have money and he doesn't want to be in Spanish Miletzdaka, then you should go and tell him that you give him a loan. And really, your kavana is that you're never going to collect from him this money, and this way you're able to be in Spanish him. And as the Gemara says, and the Torah tells us that you should give it to him in a way of Ava, but ultimately you should be Meichel Dava. However, let's say a person really has money and he is a miser and he doesn't want to spend money, and we know that you should still give him money and claim that you're giving him tzedakah, but ultimately once he dies you'll actually go and collect the money from the Yerusha and from his estate. Once again, the Gemara asks Rav Shimon, that according to Rav Shimon, that says if a person has money and is a miser and he doesn't want to spend his money, then you don't have to worry about him and you don't have to take care of him. So why do we need the pasuk of Tavitenu? And the Gemara once again answers, and we just saw that both Lefi Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah and Lefi Rabbi Shimon, we use the teret of Dibur Torah Kalash B'nei Adam. Therefore, Taisit Eas Vim Taimah V'chiles Lu Kalayin Drushes L'El. Does Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah not agree with all the drushes that we had? And we had 11 other drushes that we learned from Double Lashin. And L'chari, if they're going to hold Dibur Torah Kalash B'nei Adam, then L'chari, they should be chaylik on all those other dinim as well. And Taisit continues and brings a raya that Rabbi Shimon himself agrees with these Lamudim. V'alibid Rabbi Shimon M'shnin Namel El D'Lei Mesai Mikrai. As we saw that according to Rabbi Shimon, we actually answered before that Lo Mesai Mikrai, but certainly Rabbi Shimon agreed with the drasha of Rosh Hashanah Darash Nami, Rav Shimon Asa Ta Asa Echem Asa Dagim Echem Aisa Behema. And we also see that in Rosh Hashanah Rav Shimon was Darish towards Asa Ta Asa, and he didn't say Dibur Ketarik Lash B'nei Adam. And Taisus answers that really both Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar ben Azayah generally do learn a double Lashon, and they generally would not say Dibur Ketarik Lash B'nei Adam. However, specifically in these two psukim, then they say it's Muchach that Dibur Ketarik Lash B'nei Adam, and we're not going to make these limudim as Mishum the Muchach Kray Dechsev De Mechsari over Ida Chsev Asher Berecha. And therefore, Rav Elazar ben Azayah felt that clearly the pasuk is telling us that the only time that the Eved Ivri gets Hanukkah is only if it's Baruch HaBayis B'Glaloi, and Rav Shimon also holds that Yesh Lev Ein Reitzel Sparnis is Ein Iskakloi, since the pasuk clearly states Dei Bechseirai. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis that stated Hayabot Misela Le'Yayim Le'Y Ten Lisela El Neis Le'Skari Kapayil, that if a person that found an Aveda and was Mutapu in Aveda comes and says that I generally earn a Sela an hour, and it took me an hour to be Mutapu with Aveda, and therefore I want to be reimbursed for my Sela, so we don't allow him to be reimbursed for a full Sela, and instead we give him a Skar like a Payal. And the Gemara will now explain exactly what that means. The Gemara states, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Nais Leskar, Kapayal Batal, that we give him the Skar like someone that's not working, and for example, like a Shem Mekashuyim, and since he's not doing any work, therefore he'll get minimum wage. And the Gemara continues and asks, My Kapayal Batal, why should he be paid like a Payal that's not doing any work? And some agurs and add in, Bahalab Batal, Lel Maisa, he's not Batal, as he was working in order to pick up the Zaveda, and he had to be metapel with Aveda, and why should he only be paid minimum wage? And on Abaya explains, that in the Chinami, what the Braisa means to teach us is what the Mishnah means to say, is if the person that found Aveda generally earns a Sela, but in order to earn that Sela, he has to do very hard work, and now that he's picking up the Aveda, it's actually much less work, or at least less skilled work, and therefore, instead of getting the full wage of a Sela, you will only be reimbursed for the amount that a person would be paid for the type of work that he's doing by picking up the Aveda. And in a Chinami, he's not going to be paid minimum wage, but he'll be paid a little bit more than that. And before we finish, let's see Rashi. And Rashi states, "My kapayel batal v'aloi ena batal shrei terech b'ashavasa u'mastis n'tani nois le'kashir shi'yetz apayel lita l'shrapayis b'malacha v'leishe batal." And why would you be paid for sitting and being batal if l'maisa you're doing work? And therefore the Gemara answered, "Kapayel batal." batal shloisa melacha de batal mina. And Rashi explains kama adam reitzel lital, how much would a person want to take v'lifches mischarei to lower his wages li batal melacha zu kvedu shu oisibba in order to be batal from the melacha he's doing, which is very hard, and the last of melacha kala kazu, and to work with a very easy melacha and to pick up aveda hal klil lefi kvedu melacha v'ribuscha yesh melacha shetarcha kal v'schar rav oichilav and ayin sham and ayin rabbeinu chananu states perish kugoyin shoyi chayet v'niach melachta v'holach l'hashav asaveda v'nishtor b'shabosa k'shir tfiris beged sh'schari sela v'yoyim loy kfar b'taltu v'lachta shir sela t'neli, and he can't tell the owner that he had to reimburse me for a full sela elo misharin schari k'ei she'in loy mayitva el yoshua batal im yavay adam yoyim loy hinchi yoshua batal, so I'll give you a choice tikach b'tfiris beged chetzi sela oy tishar batal yoyim, and that's the amount that he would get for his schar over isha malacha mitzuya. And in a time when there's a lot of malacha could go and carl the regal chiyetz by ischat fierce a beged sela umashem ispar shenaitu b'shar she'in leitfir latva hu shenaitu abalaveda, and that would be the amount that he would be able to collect. And similarly v'chein im yemel le'odom ata chayit v'ein tfir mitzuya etzcha tava lubayin imi levonim v'tikha schirusro kach v'kach, and someone says that instead of being a weaver today I want you to come and do some other malacha and I'll pay you a specific amount, and is that amount that the person that picked up the zaveda will be able to reimburse ayin sham, and we will stop over here.